sorry at all. It's very nice to have Hughes join us. Hi, friend. How can we help you?
Hello. I'm here just to find out if you can hear any specific message or not.
About
myself.
And what would you like to know specifically?
Just if there's anything prevalent that you could feel about right now, how I am. Or how I am right now.
You are just so cute. I can't even begin to explain to you how delighted Spirit is with you and how much they want you to be delighted with yourself. They're showing me like, I don't know what it is, like Snow White or one of those little movies where it's like you got the mirror and it's like, who's the fairest one of all? That sort of thing. They really are trying to impress upon you for you to think good of yourself, for you to think well of yourself. Like, I just see you kind of like puffing up your hair, coming to take great pleasure in yourself, coming to take great delight, coming to appreciate all of your truths, all of your positive attributes, all of your positive claims. They, your guides, are working triple time to help bring you up into your current status. It's sort of like sometimes we take a beating in life. I mean, really, is this the world of duality? Up, down, all day long. And it's egoic consciousness, which is always attacking, always judging, all this stuff. So you just kind of, it kind of wears on you sometimes. So Spirit is, they're showing me like the Federal Reserve. In other words, there's a lot of money that's sitting banking, holding our currency, we would like to hope. But regardless, there's a lot of currency holding your great value, holding your great wealth, holding your great entitlement. In English, this is about singing your praise. This is about singing your acquittal. It's about singing your joy. It's about looking in the mirror every day and seeing your inner beauty, making that list and noticing like all your good qualities, all the wonderful things that you did in a particular day. No matter how little, no matter how insignificant, I walked around an ant, I smiled at the checkout lady. It doesn't matter how little, like you may think, who cares about that? Spirit cares a lot because you do so much for so many and you've forgotten about you. And it's time to be in charge of you. It's time to honor you. The more that you can honor yourself, what you're gonna do is you're gonna strengthen yourself. They'd like you to strengthen your solar plexus. So you can imagine a sun just in your solar plex region, which is like right under the belly button. And so this is about your empowerment. This is about strengthening yourself. You may even want to start working out if you don't. Not that it has nothing to do with your muscles. It has to do with your own concept of self so that you see yourself as strong. So you see yourself, and I don't mean work out if that's not your thing or it's not medically advised or whatever. I'm just using that as an example to explain how strong you are, how capable you are, how wonderful you are. It's essential that you come into full receivership of your own value, of your own grace, of your own love. Now, let me explain why. Because as you will come to pardon yourself, as you will come to unite with like the truth of your vision, not the truth of what, not to see yourself, like in other words, to see yourself with eyes anew, not to see yourself in lowly cast down authority, but in true excellence. Because as you will see yourself in that vision, that's what's gonna come to you. So in other words, when you recognize it in yourself, when the relationship between self and self is of excellent standing, then you're holding that vibration. And that's what you're going to attract. That's what's going to be mirrored to you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. The funny thing is when you say that part, that's my biggest part of me. The hardest part of me. And it's funny. But it makes a lot of sense what you've said.
It's time, and here's the other part of it, you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you are ready.
Well, that's the coolest part.
Yes. Yeah, it really is.
But it's about time, because I'm not a youngster.
You have a lot of wisdom for those ages.
Thank you.
You have a lot of wisdom. You're not a youngster chronologically, but you have done so much with the years that have evolved, and that's what they are paying you great respect. I've got energy coming through my whole body. That's what they're paying you great respect for. In other words, you have been involved in life. You have not run from life. You have not cowered from it. You have met it courageously. So it's sort of like, you know, one of those commercials or whatever. It's like, be proud of your wrinkles, be proud of your crow's feet, that sort of thing, because you have really honored your spiritual team, you know, that spiritual family that sort of supports us when we come into these incarnations. You have really honored them in using this lifetime for great purpose, for great evolvement. You've done a really good job. You've taken a beating in terms of your own concept of self. That's what needs healing right now. But you've done a really good job with the time on Earth.
So then I do have courage.
Yes, you do.
I didn't see myself as having courage.
That's the correct division that you need now, to see yourself rightly.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So good, really so good. Such a blessing. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I just would like a message.
Okay. You know more than you're letting on. What do you do again? Do you work, or are you retired?
I'm retired.
You're retired. What did you used to do?
As a teacher.
I knew you were going to say that. What would you like to do? What are you doing with your time?
I like to do some crafting, and I like to be around my friends' grandchildren.
It's not crafting. And say your first name again.
Shelley. See my children, which I don't that often.
And what kind of crafting would you want to do?
Scrapbooking, photographs.
It's not that. Shelley, say your name one more time.
Shelley.
Pay attention to what you're interested in. You have an opportunity coming. Pay attention to what you're interested. If you're suddenly interested in Reiki, you're suddenly interested in Egyptian matters, you're suddenly interested in whatever it is, pay attention to what suddenly gets your interest. You've got gifts that, and say your name one more time, please. You have gifts that are coming through. So it requires your acceptance. It requires your realization. So it's sort of like, you know, these women that didn't start painting till they were 86, and then suddenly, you know, they're the most famous painter in the country, kind of thing. I don't know what it is, but pay attention to your what draws you, what stirs you. You have like a little opportunity emerging here as you so desire. Now, the reason why it's, they're saying fruitful and multiply. The reason why it's an outstanding obligation is it's going to reawaken your own true loveliness. It's going to shift you vibrationally as you respond to it, as you open up to it. I don't know what it is, I just feel the energy of it.
I was reading a poetry book before I came here, and I used to write
poetry?
Something like that, or
Uh-huh. So do you feel inspired to write poetry again?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Follow any and all, it's something creative, it's something that's going to be opening you up in new ways, new directions. You're not supposed to just be, not that there's anything wrong with just, you know, being retired, enjoying not having to get up 5:30 in the morning, I get that. But there's something coming through. You have a new opportunity coming through, and it's good. It's really, really good. It's just going to open you up and into a new vibration. Really beautiful.
Usually, I've been here many few times, and usually mm-hmm. I've been told that I try too hard, and now it seems you're saying that things are...
And say your name again, please.
Shelley.
This is about following spirit, not working hard. This isn't about, like, it's not about being a workhorse. So you're not needing to try hard in the 3D at all. You're responding to spirit. You're responding to the higher energies, the higher attunements. Whatever is coming through, it's really spirit-driven.
Somebody's been calling me. I don't know who.
Yeah, it's spirit. So this isn't about trying to create. It reminds me a lot of Julie's message, actually. So it's not about working hard, striving, pushing, nothing like that. It's really about spirit flowing through you.
You had told me about my trying too hard to connect with spirit.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall the exact message, unfortunately. It just goes in and out. But what I do know is I've got some kind of imagery with something from ancient Egypt. That's the reason I mentioned Egyptian. But it's the energy that's supporting you. So,
does Callie bring up?
I wouldn't even know. But what I do know, I just see the headdress. And I know that that energy is covering you. So that energy is making it easier for you to receive right now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, really beautiful. Yeah, you got some new moments outside of time, new moments outside of time. Really beautiful. All right, my friend, how can I help you?
Hi, it's good.
Hi, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Connect to some pretty high sources, my friend. Gosh. And say your first name.
Key.
And say it one more time.
Key.
Thank you. I'm not sure what it is, but what you're going through or have been going through is really taking care or healing some other like parallel existences. So just know that you're sort of like doing double duty and your work's paying off. So, gosh, you know how we're just so multidimensional and it's not like you're paying the dues, but you're just sort of straightening some energies up. So for everyone's, even though it's still you, it's like everyone's highest conclusion. So it may seem like it's been tougher, you know, like, here I go, I'm still going. The good news is all your efforts are paying off and making a difference. In other words, I literally see the energies healing, and I just see like it's just it's all just looking quite. What would be the word? It's hard to put words to this energy. In alignment, but beautiful. You've got like silver rays and gold rays, gold energy, silver energy. So this energy is really like of the Most High. Oh my gosh. So when I say that, I just feel the pressure on my crown chakra. So what you're bringing through is really quite powerful. It's kind of ironic in a way, because on this one hand, you're extremely well connected. On the other hand, you're, oh my gosh, it's almost like you would have the summer off if you were a teacher, but you're gonna take on extra jobs during the summer to make up for spending too much on the Christmas presents or something. So it's sort of like you're just making up and compensating. But after you complete that, and I just feel like you're doing an extraordinary job with it. So after you complete that, you have some new opportunities. So let me tell you what that's about. One moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Key.
Everything that you can do to, they're saying welcome in the good news, but it's like to see everybody in their healed state, in their healed form. So another way to say it is like see everyone as the Christ, but you can do it any kind of way that works for you. See everyone as the Christ, in other words, to not believe that they're really separated. You can see them being activated with healing energies. Anything where you see them in their innocence, in their beauty, see them being healed. Anything and everything that you can do on a, I don't want to say consistent because, oh gosh, that's way too much pressure, but just whenever you remember. Just whenever you remember, that will seal your fate. In other words, because everything you give out, even though you're giving that out in a truly altruistic fashion, that comes back to you tenfold. So it's sort of like that gives you the little extra plug or edge in terms of that good spiritual karma to sort of just ease your endowment. You know, it's like, how much more money do I owe? You know, like, how about that? You know, will that take care of the balance, that sort of thing? It will really speed things up. And the beautiful thing about it is you're going to end up getting very good at it. It's just one of your areas of expertise. It just so happens to be. Some people really struggle. You know, it's sort of like, what? What does she mean? But you just sort of get that on a higher level. The reason being is you're already there. You're already connected to those higher awarenesses. So they're really asking you to use that for your best advantage to really move things along. So that's the first thing they want to say to you. And say your name one more time, please.
Keith.
Hang on. Trying to quantify it for you. It's what if love was the only thing that was really real? What if love was the only thing that was really real? But I'm trying to bring it down to like a practical approach for you. And say your name one more time, please.
Keith.
Thank you. Excuse me. The best example that I can come up with when I tune into that energetically is like I really just see everyone as a child of God, but you kind of have to be careful with that because you can't do it from the mind. When it's the mind and it's just sort of like a parrot, it doesn't really work, even though you're saying the right things. So it's, even though I'm saying that, it's more of a heart thing, it's more of an energetic thing, where it's like when I look at each person, it's like they're a child of God or they are of God. Anything like that where you really just disidentify with egoic belief. It's actually what I used to do, something similar when I used to work here a million years ago, feels like now. But I honestly would sit here and just kind of be bored. And I just felt like I was wasting my time. And so that's what Spirit told me to do. It was something very similar. It's like as each person walked in, I just started doing that very thing. I just started holding that vision for each person. And it actually accelerated my growth and it accelerated everyone else's advancement as well, because it's sort of like you're offering that template, that renewal. The reason it's so valuable for you is it's going to continue to purify your own consciousness. Because really, it's sort of like what you offer to another. You can't offer it unless it's within your own house. So, and remember, there are no others. You're just streaming all the others. So what you're really doing is it's a purification allowance. And that is where they're showing me like Libra scales, where you're coming into like full acquittal, full balance, full recommendation. So it's sort of like use all moments for your highest regard, for your highest benefit, for your highest allowance. You're just like at the tail end of finishing all this up, and then you're moving into this new opportunity. I feel like it's going to surprise you because I don't feel like it's your mind's, it's not what your mind would think it would be. So it's really about allowing Spirit to guide you, to serve you. You don't have to understand it at all. You just have to energetically prepare, mm-hmm. like prepare the vessel. And does that make sense? And did you have
it
a question?
Does. Mm-hmm. It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. You've been working hard.
I have.
Yeah, you really have.
I have.
Yeah, it's paying off. I mean, it's really, just so you know, I mean, you know, but just to confirm, it's really paying off.
Thank you.
Yeah, like you've really been putting in your dues, honestly. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's you've witnessed my journey. It's been a long, tough one.
Well, I hear you.
Yeah,
no. Having walked my own journey myself in that time period. So much love, truly.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, wait a minute. We were going to come back here one more time. All right, my friend. I'm going to try one more time just because. And say your name one more time, my friend.
Alvin.
Yeah, it's hard to do without her name, is what it is. It's just hard for me to do for whatever reason. Let me just say a really quick prayer on your behalf that they guide and lead you. And let's try it that way, just before you leave. I just felt like it was hanging there a little bit.
What are you asking of me?
Oh, no, I'm not asking anything of you. I'm praying on your behalf. I'm asking.
I appreciate that.
Okay, I'm asking the masters to guide you, to lead you. And what I was saying is because you're not comfortable with sharing her name, which I understand, it's just a little hard for me to tune in to give you the best advice. So I was just asking for some help from above. So they're going to guide you directly. They're going to guide you directly is what I'm asking. Okay. Indeed, we appreciate everyone's participation. You see, as you come to the altar of your own self, as you come to acquire sacred knowledge, sacred wisdom, you decide for yourselves that that shall be the intention, that shall be the grace. You see, dear ones, you are learning how to align with truth, align with source, and we come ready to stand by you, to support you, to show you the way. Until next time, we remain ever grateful. Namaste.